You don't have to turn here, but in Romans 8
Jesus.
And verse 6,
Jesus.
It says, for to be carnally minded, that's worldly minded, is death. Uh-huh. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. How many wants that life and peace?
Yeah. Yes.
If you let your mind go and not take control of it, it'll fill you with worries,
yes,
doubts, fears, wrong desires, and it'll pull the very life of God right out of your heart.
Come on.
Listen now.
Come on.
I'm dealing with mind battles tonight.
Listen.
I want you to stay with me for a while. I typed this out about almost 5 pages. I typed. If you let your mind go and not take control of it, it'll fill you with everything, fear and dread. Your mind is where you live. I'm teaching tonight.
Come on.
Your constant thought life is who you really are. It proves where your desires are.
Come on.
The mind becomes your own fantasy world where you live, you play, and you stay. Proverbs 23:7. How many's ever had mind battles? You can't put your finger on it, but there is like a force that gets a hold of your mind and it pulls on you and it tries to take the thoughts of the Lord out and spiritual thoughts out. Proverbs 23:7. For as a man thinketh, so is he. You are what you will become. You are and you will become what you entertain and continually think about.
Right.
Listen, your attitudes, our actions, our desires are formed by our thought life, whether good or evil or bad. You must remember, oh God, Jesus' blood was applied to your heart when you were saved, but it was never applied to your mind. Your heart was regenerated, not your mind. This is the reason the Holy Ghost, through Paul, said in Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world. Don't let the influences of this world pull you into its mold. To look like it, to act like it, to be like it. He said, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Can I say this? It makes a difference what we focus on in life.
Right.
Stay with me for just a little while.
Come on.
It makes a difference what you focus on.
Yeah.
It matters the direction that you look.
That's right.
How we view things. It matters what we think about.
Right.
Did you know your mind can keep you tore up? It can keep you troubled. Instead of seeing a glass that's half full of water, we tend to see it half empty. Oh God. Most of the time we worry about things that'll never happen to start with. And it keeps us on edge.
Come on.
Holy God,
amen.
Even after having a good prayer and a spiritual blessing from the Lord, it just seems like that carnality and that old spirit, we easily slide back down into doubts and negativism.
Come on.
from one service to the next. Our enemy, the devil, works on our minds with inward thoughts, imaginations that take away our peace. For you see, along with those thoughts that we entertain and comes into our mind, what we think about, comes the feelings. Feelings always follow thoughts. And that is the reason that we feel like we feel sometimes of being worried, depressed, troubled, fearful, having wrong thoughts is because of our mind. Your emotions, whether good or bad, will always be triggered and inspired by your thought life. Oh God, your mind is a battlefield. God gave it to me and I just typed it as fast as I could type it. Your mind is a battlefield. It's where battles are fought. We struggle in our minds with imaginations. You can have a strong body that you can work, you can go, and you can do. But your mind can bring you low. It can hold you down. It can take away your spiritual strength and make you weak. Your mind actually can make you sick. It can bring you down in oppression. It can depress you that you don't feel like doing anything. It'll take the very go ye out of you. Hello, Lord, and make you sometimes shrink back and pull back. Oh God, we sink ourselves. We wreck our own moods. We rob our own souls of peace by running over and over in our mind bad things and bad experiences that we have had in our past. Can I tell you, it's time to let the past be the past. Dear Lord, how many could raise your hand and say, thank God my past is gone. When I knelt on my knees a long time ago, all of my sins, all of my faults, and all of my failures, and in my eye, I'm telling you, I laid it in the altar. Hey Lord, and the blood of Jesus flowed down and flowed all over me and washed me and he cleansed me and he forgave. Raise your hand. I'm glad that he forgives and he cleanses. What does he do with our sins? Brother Tommy, he casts them behind his back and casts them in to a sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered anymore. Well, Lord, and if God don't remember our past, if God don't remember our sins, they're gone. It's time to say, I praise you. Bring our mind upon the Lord and say, I am his child.
Come on, come on. Yes,
oh,
bless the Lord.
Come on.
Come on, come on.
Holy, 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 holy. If it's under the blood, it's forgiven. It's amazing sometimes how Satan will just pop his head up.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah. Tries to drag the faith out of you.
That's right. Come on.
Yes.
We create our own dread and fears by looking into tomorrow, worrying about our future. When Jesus said, you live for today, the Bible bears it out. We are and we become what we think. It's amazing how the enemy of our soul works on our minds through the day to take that faith away. If we let him, he'll paint within us a picture of failure. Holy, holy, he says, you're unworthy. You ain't really wanted.
Oh, bless you.
He tries to get us to doubt God's care for us. You're not important. You're not good enough.
Come on.
You're not as good as others. You are a failure. Satan is sly. Even though that you're saved and you have God's Spirit, he knows that if he can fill your mind with these negative thoughts, he can bind you down in your heart, in your spirit. He can take away your peace, and you'll have no freedom. No freedom in the Holy Ghost. Raise your hand right now. Oh, God. Hey, Lord. Woo! He knows. And he can bind us in our mind and put a mind bind upon us. There'll be no true worship. There'll be no real praises. The praises will dry up and you'll be dead spiritually with no life in your heart. Many of God's people have chains of the past on them that they cannot break free. Their minds have been conditioned by circumstances that have built a wall up all around them that they cannot break through. I got news for the world and the devil. I am a child of the living God, born of his Spirit, and called out of the world and set free. Hallelujah. Raise your little hand. I know that he bought me, that he purchased me, and he lives down deep in my heart. And no matter what that devil throws, he can bring the past, he can bring afflictions and trials, and say, God, don't care about you, but I tell you, what is it that I feel a rolling down in my soul? It is him. It's the Holy Ghost. You can't tell me that he ain't real. He's got grace. His mercy is alive. His power is true. But Jesus is Lord and my mind. Hallelujah. Give him a hand clap in the house. I got victory through the blood of the Lamb. And I'm not going to die. He's real. Holy, 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 holy.
Glory.
Thank
you, Lord.
Bless you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on.
Now, God gave me this. Is it all right if I made it up?
Come on.
Of course, I looked at some statistics.
Come on.
Look at a moment at a 12,000-pound elephant.
Come on.
This behemoth of an animal, it is used to eating, roaming free in the African continent. It goes anywhere it wants.
Amen.
Not even a lion can roar to stop it.
Come on.
Its God-given strength is its power. These elephants are sought after to bring to America's zoos to put on display. Let's take our little children and go see them animals behind the four walls. Listen. Oh God. When they bring that elephant into the enclosure, it's not used to concrete. They put a heavy chain around one of its legs.
Oh, yeah.
And they chain it to a big steel metal boat anchored in concrete. That poor, big, strong animal only has a certain perimeter it can maneuver in, and it can't go any farther than the chain that holds it.
Come on.
I'm dealing with our mind tonight. Our minds hold us back. It's proven that elephants are very intelligent. Their memories are sharp, and they say that elephants never forget. When it daily wears its chain, I just wonder, Brother Ron, if it ever remembers how it used to be and what it felt like when it was free to go and enjoy what its Creator made and gave it up on the open plains. The zookeepers keep that chain around the elephant's leg for months, weeks, and months. You know why? It's to break them, to break their willpower, so that they'll settle for confinement. God, after several months of wearing that heavy chain that man put on it, the zookeeper removes the big heavy chain and puts a small little rope around its leg. That 12,000-pound elephant could break that small rope any time it wanted to. But now, after those months, it don't even try. It remembers the chain. It can even feel it in its mind. It can hear the chain as it drags it across the concrete. Do you know why? That it don't take a run ago and break the rope? It's because its mind has been conditioned to accept the bondage of that chain.
Amen.
Come on.
Right.
Holy God, I feel him.
Come on, bro.
Holy, 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 I feel him. Holy God, conditioned to accept the bondage. It feels the heavy chain still in its mind. It comes to the end of the rope, and when it feels the least pull of resistance, it turns back and accepts its limitations and its confinement.
Mom.
What am I saying? A little wrong thought you entertain and hold in your mind today. It may be a small fetter, but it'll become a heavy chain tomorrow unless you break free from it.
Come on.
The longer you wait to pray and to get a hold of God and to pray your negative thoughts out, pray out the doubt, pray out that unbelief, pray out those past troubles, pray out, hallelujah. Oh, if you don't, the heavier the chain will become in your life tomorrow. And the sad part of it is, it may hold you down and bound in life until you die and leave this world, and you'll never become what God wants you to become. Raise your hand. God's got victory for every one of us, and he wants us to enjoy that victory and be able to praise him and to worship him and to be free in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Break it. I don't care what it is. The lust of this world and on the wrong things of life, doubts, fears, troubles, afflictions, oppression, depression, a bad past, get it behind you. Hallelujah. It's a small rope right now. Hey, Lord, but I can break it. I said I can break it. How many wants victory in the house? Hey, Lord, I'm tired of the devil having me down.
Come on, Lord.
Right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Mom. Yes.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Come on, brother.
Now, I read this one. A lesson in the aquarium. How many wants to dive in this big fish tank with a bunch of fish? Are y'all ready?
Come on,
let's turn into a fish right now.
Come on.
You all be honest with me tonight. Have you ever felt that there was a barrier that you all could not get through?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
Felt like there's a barrier there that I can't go any farther, Lord, I want to. There's just something holding me back. There is a barrier.
Yes.
I need Jesus to get me through it.
Amen.
I feel him. I need God to get me through the barrier.
Come on, bro.
The devil says you can't do it. You can't have it. Yes, you can.
Come on,
you can go beyond the barrier. You can break through.
Amen.
Holy God. You just can't put your finger on it. You can't even see it. It ain't even physical. What we're up against, Sister Maria. It ain't even physical. But it's something real that you can feel. A barrier that you just can't go beyond, it seems. Something is holding you down. People studying the habits of fish. Brother George, you'll like this. How they maneuver. How they swim about and go about so freely. These people that studies the fish had a large aquarium that had all kind of beautiful tropical fish in it of different colors and sizes. You could look in there and see them swimming so freely about from one end to the other. They took a clear piece, Brother Ronnie, of plexiglass, clear as glass, and they slid it right down in the middle of that fish tank and divided that aquarium in half. Half of the fish were on one side of that glass, and the others were on the other side of that glass. These people that studied it, they looked and they observed for a long time and watched the fish's habits. The fish that was on one side of that tank that used to go to the other would happily swim toward the other end. Now, they didn't realize that barrier's there. So when they went to swim to the other end, they bumped into that glass. They couldn't see it. It all looked like water to them. The fish on the other side did the same thing. They watched as they tried over and over, bumping their heads into the glass. Backing up, and they tried again. Backing up, I don't realize what it is. What is this holding me back?
Come on.
Bump their head against the glass, and they would bounce back. I want you to know tonight, God's creatures, big and small, they're smart. Even they themselves know when something is wrong and it just isn't right. These fish little creatures could not figure out why they could not go beyond the glass to be with the other fish. With the thought, when they bumped their heads and bounced back, I guess they thought, I used to be able to go all the way. I used to could go all the way to the other end. I had freedom. Oh God, holy. I had freedom of the whole tank. But now I'm limited. I can only go so far, and I have to turn back. This is not the saddest part. After several days and weeks, the biologists studying their habits reached down and removed the glass and took it out. They took out the divider. Do you know what happened then? The fish had become acclimated to accept their small boundary. Though the whole tank was now open, though they were now free, the barrier was still in their minds. They accepted the short end of the tank and said, I just can't go like I used to go. Raise your hand and praise Him here tonight. Holy God, holy God, holy God. Devil wants to keep you limited.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Oh God.
Come on. He wants to fill you with doubt.
Come on.
Oh dear Lord.
Right. He'll take an affliction. He can take, that devil can take a sickness or affliction and wear you out with it.
Yeah. He can do it. Yeah. Holy Lord. Right. He can take the least little bit of trouble and say, look at you. Look at others shouting the victory. Look at others are praising God. You're sick. You're afflicted. You can't get a prayer through. God don't hear you. You pray, but there ain't no answer. Come on now. But I'm telling you, God is a sin. It's the devil that throws up these barriers that we bounce into and we accept our defeat. Come on. There's things that he throws at us and we say, we'll never get over it. We'll never get through it. Come on, raise your hand. Yes, you can too. The Holy Ghost will take you over it. Aren't you glad you come to the house of the living God and through the door? Hey Lord, you struggle, your knees hurt, your afflictions come, but in the house of the living God, the Spirit of the Lord comes down, and God is that barrier. I said, God is that feeling. The devil had me down. He had me bound, but I'm free now. I said, I'm free. Yes.
Oh God, hey God, hell of my heart. Oh Lord, oh God, come on, you can pray the barrier out. I said you can pray and the Holy Ghost get inside of you and tear the wall down. He's bigger. I said the Spirit of God is bigger than any barrier.
Yes. Yes.
Oh Lord.
Glory to God.
Holy God.
Oh, yes, Lord. Come on.
Your mind.
I need to make two or three lessons out of this. You'd be surprised what I got out of it.
Yep. Your mind is a very powerful thing.
Oh, yes.
But yet, it can be so earthly minded and weak. Ain't it amazing that in 1 minute's time, your mind can go around the world? It can visit a dozen people. It can be on the job. Your mind can hold past conversations. It can relive the past. Your mind can plan. It can dream. It can wish. It can fantasize. The Bible has much to say about our mind. We need to take complete control of our minds in these closing moments of time before Jesus returns. Our mind is where 90% of our problem lies. Am I telling you the truth tonight?
Amen. Yeah.
Across the seas, they're battling in Iran on a literal battlefield. Guns, bullets, smoke, powder, bombs. Oh God. But what's the church up against? It's a battlefield of the mind. It's just as real and it's just as bad as having a gun going out and being in a war somewhere. Raise your little hand. We need them barriers broke down.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh God, the battlefield of the mind, the mind, the mind. Oh Lord, let us have the mind of Christ. Oh God, give us that spiritual mind.
Yes.
Holy God, holy God. There are millions of people suffering mental breakdowns across our world. You know why the sinners are in such a bad shape that they're in? Do you know why the backslider is in such a bad shape that they're in? They don't have any spiritual help. They don't have the Holy Ghost and the anointing of God in their life. That's the reason they argue and they complain and they fight and there's strife and there's worry. Oh God, it's because they don't know Him and have Him. Brother Tommy, have you ever fought the devil in your mind? Can I tell you, double yes, quadruple yes, I have fought sometimes, Sister Sheila, that I felt like I was hanging by a string. I felt like that I had chains wrapped around me, not literal chains of iron and steel, but I had a band around my head, and all I could see was the bad Holy God. All I could see was what I was enduring and going through. Holy, 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 holy. Did you lust after the world? No, Brother Tommy, no, no, I didn't lust after this world. I know what God brought me out of, but your afflictions, your trials, your troubles, oppressing spirits, spirits of discouragement, come and they build that plexiglass around you.
Come on.
You're right, bro.
Yep.
You can see through it. You see through it. You see others getting touched.
Come on.
You see others getting blessed. But at the time you struggle. You struggle to pull that out of there. Lord, I need a mind. My mind's settled. I need peace. I feel Him right now. Raise your hand. I need peace, God. I need peace in my mind. Jesus. Dear Jesus, I know I got you living in my heart. But that devil would like to squelch. He'd like to squelch the very voice of God in my mind. Holy, 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 Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. If y'all want to stay with me just a few more little minutes here. They have filled their minds with everything but the Lord Jesus.
Yep.
Your mind can elevate you or it could bring you low. What's lacking in millions of hearts of people today is the peace of God.
Yes.
Your mind becomes the devil's playground. Where he plays his mind games with you to keep you in your seat.
Right.
Even keep you at home. The word of God says in Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee.
Yes.
Listen, your mind can liberate you or it can lock you in a prison.
Right.
Your negative thought life, minus God, can lock you in a room and padlock it. padlock the very door that you cannot cope with reality. And you can't even think rationally and take away all your peace and joy. It'll drive you to take nerve pills. It'll drive you to go to the doctor to see a psychiatrist. I know what I'm saying. Satan and his principalities and powers of darkness have bidden high for our generation.
Right.
Holy, I feel him in my mouth. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to let the devil and this world have your mind anymore. Holy, holy, you don't have to let the enemy of your soul lie to you anymore. Jesus Christ and his blood has redeemed you. You are God's child if the Holy Ghost lives in your heart. It's time to take back your mind and believe God's holy, divine word of God. How about let's take our mind back tonight and cleanse it from all of this world's negative thoughts. Your mind can bless you or your mind can curse you. Your mind can hold back God's blessings from you. Your thought life is very critical to your survival in this evil, lust-filled, stress-filled world. It's sad to say, but even many of the Lord's called and gifted and talented and anointed servants and handmaidens are suffering such inward conflicts from these principalities and powers of the air. Oh God, how many can say tonight, what I need, Brother Tommy, is to increase my prayer life, increase my prayer life, and do more reading in God's holy book. God's word can drive out the negative thoughts. Lord have mercy. Take it and pull it down, pull it down, pull it down. Am I preaching by experience? You better believe it. I told Brother George before service, was that yesterday that I battled or the day before that? He called. I was talking on the phone. I battled the whole day. I never felt weaker in my whole life, Brother Ron, in my body. I could not hardly move from the couch to the chair. I didn't even tell my wife. I felt like I completely drained out at the mental battle that I had over it. You're going down. You can't feel God. You're just, look at you. You're a preacher, and you're a teacher, and you're drained out, and you don't have the Spirit. You don't have the Holy Ghost. It looks like he just left you.
Come on.
Anybody been there?
Come on. Amen.
Huh? Yeah. Holy God, holy God. You see, a lot of times we're supposed to live and walk by faith. But I tell you, when you feel bad, it's hard. It's hard to go against the rope and break it.
Yeah.
Break it. Brother Ron, ain't you glad you still come?
That's right.
Come on. Even if you had to come on a cane or come on a walker,
right.
I'm coming to church.
Right.
You ever fought the devil? How many's ever fought the devil on the way to the house of God? How many's fought him before you left the house?
Right.
How many's ever stood in the mirror? I just don't feel like going tonight, man.
Come on, bro.
I feel so bad. I look in the glass. I don't feel like showering. Oh, God. I feel horrible. And that voice comes. I said, that mind battle starts. They ain't going to miss you tonight if you stay at the house. You know, you feel bad. Won't you just lay around? Listen, devil. I feel just as bad here at the house as I would if I'd go to church. But you know what, Sleuthfoot? If I go, he's liable to touch me. Oh, God. The Bible says that God will come down and he'll touch. Ain't you glad? I came and I was blessed. I got strength now. Oh, Lord, how can you preach this tonight, Brother Tommy? I went through torment yesterday or day before. I got all my my strength back. I'm ready to preach. I'm ready to sing. I got victory. Raise your other hand. I got victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Woo! I'm not defeated. Hey, Lord.
Come on, Sister Mary, get us all. Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
A lot of God's own gifted people are held back with a small rope.
Oh, yeah.
And the enemy puts a plexiglass right in front of them. They can't go no farther.
Yeah.
You would just have to settle for the short end of the tank.
Yeah.
I ain't settling for no short end of the tank.
No, it's rock, bro.
I've made up my mind. I want the whole tank.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. How much do you mean that, Brother Tommy? You I'm on this end. I tell you, the Lord pulled out the plexiglass a long time ago for me. Woo! I came to that point right there. I used to bounce. I bumped my head into it. The devil, he'll use anything to say you're blocked. You can't go any farther. I back up. That mind battle goes, and it keeps a running, and I go into it again until my head's sore. But I get a hold of the Lord. I say, God, you know that I love you. I miss the blessings of the Lord. Hey, God. And the Holy Ghost reaches down and gets that glass and pours it out. Hey, Lord. I feel something in my fins. And I go, oh, Lord. From one end to the other. It's all mine now. I raise your hand and praise Him. Come on, stand with me all over this house. You know what your battles are here tonight. You know what the devil's attempting you with. You know what he's thrown up a block in front of you. He knows the hindrance, what you got in your mind. You worry about tomorrow. You worry, how am I going to make it? Come on, I don't have to beg anybody. Let's pray tonight. Let's pray tonight and say, oh God, I need a breakthrough. Lord, I need a breakthrough, God. Pull down the strongholds. Cast down the imaginations.
Well, the enemy's always watching, just wait for me to fall. I've come through the valley of the shadow of death. I feel no
regret.
I've been working in the battle. That battle always sparks the show. But time to storm, the wind, the rain is still the same.
Cast that depression out. Cast that oppressive spirit out.
Oh, the enemy.
Woo!
And the world ain't gonna be no more.
I'm here to say goodbye, tell a goodbye, praise be to the Lord.
But no harm,
no harm,
no harm,
no harm, victory,
only the enemy, and the world had to be no harm. Well, the enemy's always watching, just wait for me to
come fall. Come on, children, come on, come on.
I come in the shouting death of fear, knowing the Lord
is at
my victory, only the enemy, and the world had to be no harm. And the world, it can't do me no harm.